RFM, Harry and Dana, thanks to Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair. And yesterday I had Daryl Egan on the show. He is part of the Musselbrook Golf Club, and they're currently putting up squash courts there. Now, we haven't had a squash tournament in Musselbrook for a little while. This is what Daryl Egan said about the squash courts and when they're going to be open.
We've got two squash courts, and we're actually in negotiations at the moment with the Musselbrook Squash Club, who are naturally been playing at Denman for quite a while. So they're actually very excited to come back and actually run a competition in Musselbrook. And then we'll have social squash as well. And hopefully, you know, it'll flow through for school kids and juniors, the whole bit.
Now, hopefully these squash courts will be open come spring. I've got Donna Mullane on the phone. She is a Musselbrook local and she's been playing squash for years and years. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Hi, Diana. Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about your squash experience. Did you play squash when it was at what is now the, is it the Repco site that used to be the squash courts?
Super Cheap.
That's the one.
Where, the squash courts used to be. Yes, I started back there in 2003, just as a sort of an initiative to get fit again after having kids. And I was part of the day competition initially and took my kids along with me, and there was a lot of other mums and dads there with kids as well, so it was almost like another little play group. But great chance to, you know, have a run around and become part of a really, really cool club.
So where did you have to move to when those courts were taken over by Supercheap?
So the Musselbrook Club relocated their competitions out to the Denman courts, and they've been playing out there ever since. Just having their competitions on a Tuesday night, sort of to you know, move around with the Denman competitions, which I believe are on a Wednesday night out there. So having the courts back in Musselbrook would just be such a massive advantage to, you know, Musselbrook locals. You know, club members who perhaps haven't had a chance to get out to Denman to play are really keen to come back and join up again once it's more local.
And Daryl did say that they're going to be opening the courts early in the morning. Are you an early riser? Will you be looking to head down there at 7:30 before work?
I'm going to say, yeah, but let's see. No, but it's definitely, you know, the morning comps are actually a lot of fun, you know, and you do feel like you've kind of got a bit of a, you know, good start to the day. But I'll hedge my bets at the moment and maybe when it gets a bit warmer.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I don't blame you. You said that earlier it's a really beautiful community. Would you encourage people when the courts do open up to become part of that squash community in Musselbrook?
Absolutely. It's a very inclusive club, you know, all ages, all ability levels. You know, everybody's welcome. Do not worry that you have no skills already, because there's always somebody around to, you know, give you some hot tips. I never listen, but, you know, I've always been given good advice by the members of the club. So, yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a great facility and a really good opportunity, you know, to have a variety of sports in our community is wonderful. And this is something that once it comes back, I think will be really, really great.
We are so lucky. I'm chatting to Donna Mullane. She's a Musselbrook local. Really excited to have the squash courts back in Musselbrook. They're due to open in spring at the Musselbrook Golf Course. Donna, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries, Dana. Thank you.